What an absolutely phenomenal track. And as always on a Tuesday, we are here with Tienus Jansen van Rensburg from Bandwidth Blog. It is Tech Tuesday with Tienus. Every week I call it something different, don't I?
It's great, don't worry.
We are talking today about The Rock shooting a new movie on Mars. That is not what we're talking about. There is a possibility that they have discovered the possibility of life on Mars.
That's a good way of putting it. Yes. Yeah, so we know the Perseverance probe has been on Mars for several years and been exploring. It went through some issues where they lost contact and then they got it fixed again, but it's up and running and it's working.
They should talk to the Voyager people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they're talking to each other. They've had similar issues. So the Perseverance rover has collected a rock on the surface of Mars. The scientists have nicknamed it Chayava Falls just because there's some characteristics in this rock that could be indicative of ancient microbial life. Now, one of the main objectives when they sent Perseverance to Mars was to see, we thought there was a possibility that there was at some point life on Mars because we know there's frozen ice on Mars. So generally the rule is, as far as we know, our example of life, where there's water, there's going to be life.
Sure.
So the theory was that they could have potentially in the past, we know Mars used to have a thick atmosphere, it used to have running rivers. So the thinking was that a long time ago, there could have been microbial life at least on Mars. And this rock is kind of the first indication that it might be true. Obviously, we won't know for a fact until they bring that rock back to Earth and it can be studied fully. But what's interesting is they collected this rock from an ancient riverbed, which have distinctive features that have, you know, really captured the attention of these scientists that have been studying these rocks for a long time on Earth. And now potentially there could be similar types of rocks on Mars. So it has white calcium sulfate veins. And where we see that on Earth is essentially presence of water within cells. So they think there might be this possibility in the pictures that NASA has shared. There's like these little leopard spots on these rocks, which is obviously very strange for a barren red rock.
Yeah.
So they've collected that rock and hopefully they can bring it back and we'll see. Maybe there is life, but it seems to me that the scientists are very, very excited about this discovery.
Sure. This sounds like the start of a very interesting science fiction movie.
They never end well.
You know, they do not end well. but it is very exciting to think that a life form could be traced from another place and confirmed.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously Perseverance doesn't have, you know, it's a whole lab's worth of instruments, but the instruments that it does have that first piqued the interest was it's detected iron and phosphates. Now, those are two very distinct markers of life, at least on Earth.
Sure.
So when they bring that rock back, hopefully they get it back safely. And within the next couple of years, we might find out that there used to be life on Mars, which would obviously be a massive discovery because we've never found life anywhere else.
Yeah. I mean, well, there's so many weird tapes and stuff coming out. You know, those CIA redacted documents and all those videos
strange
that are now
UFO
being
sightings.
Yes, that are now being released. So it would actually be quite cool to have a scientifically confirmed affirmation that there was definitely life on Mars.
Exactly. And it's, you know, it's kind of one of the holy grails in science is to discover life elsewhere. And we know that NASA is also thinking of going to some of the moons at Jupiter and Saturn, which has liquid water underneath massive thick layers of ice. And they want to drill down and send probes in there as well to see if there was ever life, because those moons are being kept warm by the tidal forces from their massive planets. So those were the kind of top candidates, and Mars being the other big one. And if it turns out there used to be microbial life on Mars, who knows, they could be everywhere.
That is insane to think of. Hopefully they don't, you know, stick a syringe in there a la Jurassic World and pull out something and end up with like a typhoid or something that we don't know how to get rid of.
That is also very true.
Hey, okay. We'll chat to Tienus next week yet again, and we'll be back after a quick commercial break.